我们仍然请每一位真是用祷告托住这个聚会。
And we continue to ask everyone to support this gathering with your prayers.
真是向求主向我们开启。
We pray that the Lord will reveal to us.
我们来聚会来听讲解圣经，得到一些知识是很好的。
So we come in to listen to hear us. It's good to receive knowledge.
但是不要忘记，你如果得着神一句活的话，那就是比所有的知识都好得更多。
But never forget that if you were just to receive only one single living sentence from the Lord, that's many, many times better than receiving all the head knowledge that you can.
所以我们听的时候，我们的心到神的面前去等候。
And so as we listen, may we have a heart prepared to come before the Lord to wait for Him.
求他向我们的心说话。
And pray that He will speak to our hearts.
那么神，我们又要重复一下以前的，因为我这个已经是第五次了。
Well, let's review. Do a quick review because this is the fifth message on this topic.
Yeah. 那我们讲到今世的时候，我们就是指这个属物质。眼睛看得见和这个旧造的事。
So when we talk about this world, we're talking about things that we can see, the physical world that we can see.
那么来世的话呢，我们就是说那个将来的世代。
And we're saying that the world that's to come, it means the time, the era that will be coming, that's coming.
那指的就是这个属灵的世界，还有新造里的事情。
And that is in reference to the spiritual world as well as the things within the new creation.
我们等一下，这个 PowerPoint 出不来了。
So let's wait a bit.
有没有问题
？Looks like the PowerPoint has.
现在可以了吗？
Okay.
那我们等一下，因为我们前面的话会走得很快的，因为我只是复习一下。
So I'm just reviewing. So we're actually going to go back pretty quick for in terms of the review. So let's go wait a few more.
所以我们以前就是用这个，我们一直在是用亚伯拉罕他的故事。来讲解这件事情。
So for the past message, we've been using Abraham as example to talk about these things.
那么你就会发现，这个已经有神新生命的人呢，从某一个角度看，我们总还是有今世应该做的事情的。
And so for if you look at the passages, for people who already have God in their life, there's still things that we need to do in this world, in this life.
但是你会发现，因为主的生命在我们里面，这个来世就已经开始了。
But yet you'll discover that because His life is already in us, the coming world has already started.
我们就会由这个旧造强过新造一个叫做属孩童的一个阶段。
And so because of that, we will go through this stage as if we're a child in which the old creation is stronger and bigger than the new creation.
然后我们就慢慢长。
And then we will grow and mature.
就长到个人的五旬节。
And go through our own personal Pentecost.
这个在这个灵异里面，就是旧造就进入一个管教或者一个审判的阶段。
And then we will go into a stage in which we are being the old creation is being disciplined.
那我们这个时候呢，也更开始清楚的经历新造。
And from that point on, we will have a more clear experience of the new creation.
这个不对了。啊？OK. 那么再长到所以我们就是慢慢的经过，因为我们在孩童的阶段的时候，对这个新造虽然有，可是不是很清楚。
And so while we're still in this child stage, even though we kind of know about the new creation, but we don't have a very full experience of it.
那么，但是到了那个五旬个人的五旬节进去的时候呢，你就会发现这个新造就慢慢的很清楚了。
But then when you enter into your personal Pentecost, then you have a clear understanding of the new creation.
然后我们再长到一个成熟儿子的一个身量。
And then eventually you grow and mature into the full image of the Son.
虽然我们那个时候还是活在这个慢慢这个成为中性的这个肉身和物质世界里面。
And even though at that point we're still living in this body which has now become more of a neutral nature, and also living in this physical world.
但是我们却以这个新造变成我们考虑的主要的对象了。
However, all our thoughts will be surrounded, central, surrounding the new creation.
所以在次序上来讲呢，新造就永远是排在第一了。
And then in the order of things, then the new things of the new creation always will then become our top priority.
越来越和神有一个合一的生命。
And then our life would become more and more entwined with God's.
那我们这个上次就是讲到这个创世纪十七章。
So last time we talked about Genesis chapter 17.
那个时候亚伯兰九十九岁。
At that point, Abram was 99 years old.
那么神赐真正后嗣的时候也差不多终于到了。
And that's also a closer time when God promised him a true heir.
这个时候神就开始向他第五次的显现。
And at that point is at that time when God appeared to him for the fifth time.
那神就用了五段的话来总结他过去十三年的学习。
And God used five sentences to summarize what Abraham has learned in the past 13 years.
而且也把这个他和亚伯兰定的约就向上再提升一层了。
And also it is during that time when where God raised up his covenant with Abram.
把他带到这个父老的阶段，从第五次开始。
And then and brought him into the into the stage of fathers.
Yeah. 那么这个，因为我们上次讲过，我就简短的说一下。第一段话是。我念，我跟天理念就可以了。第一段话是说，我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约，使你极其繁多。
And so we'll summarize quickly here, and we'll just read it for you. The first passage is that I am the Almighty God. Walk before my face and be perfect, and I will set my covenant between me and thee, and will very greatly multiply thee.
因为中文的翻译很多那个点点加进去，那么这个是 Darby 的翻译，就跟那个原文最靠近。
So we're using the Darby version because it's closest to the original text.
那么这是第一段话。第二段话呢，如果你要看的话，就是十七章的四到第八节。
So the second passage is in chapter 17, verse 4 to 8, if you want to follow along.
这个我想我们就念一下，我们就照着这个黑板上的这个PowerPoint 上的念一下。就是我与你立约，你要做多国的父。从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。我必使你极其繁多，许多国度从你而立，许多君王从你而出。我要与你并你世世代代的后裔坚立我的约，做永远的约，是要做你和你后裔的神。我现在将你寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔永远为业，我也必做他们的神。
As I behold, my covenant is with thee. Thou shalt be familiar of a multitude of nations. Thy name shall no more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of a multitude of nations have I made thee. I will make thee exceedingly fruitful. I will make nations of thee. Kings shall come out of thee.I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God to thee, and to thy seed after thee I live to thee, and to thy seed after thee and the land of thy sojourning, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, I will be a God to them.
因为这个英文的翻译，它常常把那个 seed 啊后裔，把它翻成 descendants， 那个是一个人去把它想象的。
And so in the translation, a lot of times they translate the word seed to descendant. This is actually something that the translator they took a liberty of using.
其实是单单指这个 seed， 就是指基督。
So in reality, it's only referred to a seed, which is the Christ.
那么第三段话呢，就是如果你要念的话，可以念十七章九到十四节。
And so the third passage is in chapter 17, verse 9 to 14.
但是我想我们两个就念一下九到十一节跟十四节。
Yes, but we'll just pick out verse 9 through 11 and then 14 and read it out.
你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约，你们所有的男子都要受割礼。这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的，你们都要受割礼，这是我与你们立约的证据。
And as for thee, thou shalt keep my covenant. Thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. That every male among you to be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and that shall be a sign of my covenant between me and you.
好，我们跳到十四节。但不受割礼的男子必从民中剪除，因他背了我的约。
And then we'll skip over to verse 14. And the uncircumcised male who had not been circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin, that soul shall be cut off from his peoples. He hath broken my covenant.
那什么是割礼？用今天的话来讲的话呢？
So what is circumcision? So in today's words,
就是说基督使我们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
So it means that Christ allowed us to separate us from the lust of the flesh.
也是指圣灵与火的洗礼。
And that also represent the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire.
你知道主耶稣来施洗约翰说他就是为我们是圣灵与火洗礼的那一位。
Well, you know, when Jesus came, John the Baptist said that he called him the one who will be baptizing us with the Holy Spirit and fire.
这个是我上次分享的。
And so that's what I shared about last time.
那今天我们就接下去再想那个第四段和第五段。
And so today we'll continue to meditate on the fourth and fifth passages.
我们可不可以大家一起翻到创世纪十七章？
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 17.
我们只要念十五、十六节就可以了。
I'll just read verse 15 and 16.
创世纪十七章十五、十六节。
Genesis chapter 17, 15 and 16.
这是这一次的第四段话。
So this is the fourth passage.
Okay. 我们中文的先念。
So we'll read in Chinese first.
Okay. 神又对亚伯拉罕说：“你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，她的名要叫撒拉。”我必赐福给他，也要使你从他得一个儿子。我要赐福给他，他也要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从他而出。
Then let's begin. Then God said to Abraham, "As for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarah anymore, but Sarah shall be her name."I will bless her, and indeed I will give you a son by her. Then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. King of peoples will come from her.
所以你看见神的第一段话是给亚伯兰一个新的名字，亚伯拉罕。
So in the first passage, you see that God gave Abram a new name and called him Abraham.
现在呢，在这个第四段话里面呢，就给他的太太撒来有一个新的名字叫撒拉。
And so in this passage we just read, he gave his wife a new name and called Sarah.
而且两次说会赐福给她。
And he said twice in which he said that he will bless her.
而且不但会经过他给亚伯拉罕一个儿子，由他也会出来许多的国度和许多的君王。
And also promise him that not only will she give him a son, but then many kings will come from her.
那么我们从神的话看起来因为他和亚伯拉罕同样有一个很美好的学习，所以他也就进入了一个成熟的新人的阶段。
And so from God's point of view, that she also Sarah also went through the same beautiful study as Abraham did, and so she also entered into her matured new creation stage.
你看见这个改名字就是换了一个，到了从旧的到新的。
And the act of changing her name is symbolic of her changing into this new person.
然后他也跟亚伯拉罕一样，借着后裔所代表的基督呢，就得以进入那个果实很丰盈，还有与主同掌王权的阶段。
And then also, just like Abraham, through the descendant, which represented Christ, and she also entered into the stage of where there's plenty.Of it was a fruitful harvesting, and also reign with authority with the king.
所以你看见这段话其实是神跟亚伯拉罕讲的。
And so you discover that this passage is actually God speaking to Abraham.
那他这个亚伯拉罕从八十六岁得了这个以实玛利以后，他其实早就认定神应许的后裔就是以实玛利。
And so Abraham, since he had as his son Ishmael when he was 86, he already thought that he was the promised descendant.
他现在99岁，明年就100岁，撒拉90岁。
So he himself will become 100 years old by next year, and Sarah will be 90 by then.
那么，所以就是凭天然肉体来讲，是绝对不可能再有孩子了。
And according to natural flesh, there's no way that they can have another child.
所以我想，他很自然的心里面就觉得神的话是很好笑。
So I think that he must feel that God's words are really fun, pretty funny.
那么他怎么样都没有料到，神现在才要兑现他大概在24年以前。就跟他讲的应许。
I would never thought that God is about to bring into reality a promise he made to Abraham 24 years ago.
要给他们一个真正是纯凭的应许才有的一个儿子。
And that is to give them a son that is promised through God.
这个真的是他现在是先是有一点那个不太相信的笑，但是神会真正的给他们一个喜乐。
And so even now, he might be laughing out of disbelief, but then eventually God will give him a true joy.
所以我们就看见，神常常做事是这样，是人的尽头就是神的开头。
And so this is truly true of how we deal with things in our daily life, is that when we come to our end of our abilities, that's when God starts taking over.
所以这也常常是我们不明白的地方。
And that is also the point where why we often don't understand.
所以这个地方告诉了我们一个很重要的功课。
And so in this passage, it tells us a very important lesson.
就是一个忍耐的功课。
And that is to a lesson of patience.
我喜欢它另外一个翻译，就是 long suffering, 就是长久受苦。
And then another translation is long suffering.
这个忍耐好像还讲的比较容易，那长久受苦那就是很吃不消的一件事。
And patience may be something that's a little bit easier to take, but to learn from the lesson of long suffering, that's a little bit harder to learn.
所以你看见圣经上常常会有这样子的话。
And so, but you'll see that the Bible oftentimes use these words.
像希伯来书六章十二节说，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
As in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 12, it says that they want to be like,be imitators of those who, through faith and long sufferings, have been inheritors of the promise.
所以你会发现，有一些神的应许一定要经过漫长的时日是不能成就的。
And so you discover that sometimes some of these promises that God made must endure through long sufferings and patience.
为什么？
And why is that?
因为他用这些应许来塑造我们。
And the reason is because he is molding us using these promises.
也扩大我们。
And to expand us using these promises.
让我们有他儿子爱的这个新的个性。
And so in order for us to become to be like his son, full of this love.
对，我们通常讲耶稣是爱，我们就想到感情那一方面。哎呀，对这个人好啊，什么什么。
And so oftentimes when we say that Jesus is love, we often think about the emotional side of things. Oh, he's good to this person or that person.
但是你如果是去看林前十三章讲到神的爱的时候，不是这么讲的。
However, if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that is not the love that has been talked about there.
特别你看见讲到爱的时候，它是开始于恒久忍耐，终于凡事忍耐。
And especially when it talks about love, it says that love starts with long patience and endure all things.
Yeah, 所以你看见这个爱啊，最后而且是说永不止息，就是永不止息的要忍耐。
And that is also this love will never cease, and that means that you're enduring all things.
Yeah, 不但要 long patience, 要很长的忍耐，而且还要真的是忍受许多的。
And so not only is it long patience, but then you need to endure everything in all things.
这个是真正的爱。
And that is true love.
不是一个感情上的爱。
It's not just something that emotionally speaking.
感情的爱是人的爱。
And because the emotional love is more like on the human nature.
但是神要借着他在我们身上的工作，第一要紧的就是把我们带到他的性情里面去。
But God, his top priority is to want to bring us into his character.
我们在民数记里面十八二十节说，耶和华对亚伦说，我就是你的份，是你的产业。
And in Numbers chapter 18 verse 20, he says that I am your portion and your inheritance.
那么以弗所书一章十一节也说，我们在他里面得了基业。
And also in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11, it says, in him we have received our inheritance.
所以你看见基督就是我们的产业。
And so from this you can see that Christ is our inheritance.
我们这个系列就是在讲怎么样得着我们的产业。
And so this whole entire series is about how can we receive our inheritance.
所以最基本的就是要有基督的性情，爱的性情。
And so the most basic requirement is for us to have the nature of Christ.
所以神常常要我们经历忍耐。
And so that's why God wants us to endure, to practice patience and endurance.
因为 这就是他自己的爱，很大的一个面。
But that is a big part of God's love.
在主耶稣的以外，我们没有其他永存的基业。
And besides him, aside from him, we have no other inheritance.
我们现在所有的，有一天，这个今世的东西，我们都没有办法再保存。
And whatever that we have right now, accumulate right now, we cannot hold on to it forever.
所以你会看见我们的这一生会有各种的试炼，各种的试验。
And so that's why you'll see that in our life, we will go through different tests and experiences and trials.
为什么呢？因为神要我们在这些试炼、这些困难的里面学习长时间的忍耐。
And the reason is because God wants us to practice our endurance and patience in these trials and tribulations.
而且我们要学会跟他合作的一种等候。
And also we need to learn how to wait for him and to work together with him.
我们等候神听起来好像等候就是坐那里不动的等候。
And it sounds like from these words, it seems like when we wait for him, we just sit there and do nothing.
但是神不要这样子的人的。
But God does not want people like that.
他要我们主动的跟他合作的一种等候。
He wants us to actively work with him and to wait for him that way.
因为你这个你一空白的时候来的是仇敌，不是主耶稣。
Because if you empty yourself and just wait there and do nothing, that's the time when the evil one comes and not our Lord Jesus.
我们如果愿意接受神的训练的话呢，我们就会慢慢被主磨出他自己一个坚忍的一个新的性情。
And we're willing to work with him, allow him to mold us, and we will be shaped into his nature like his, which is a nature of endurance, fortitude.
从属灵的实际上来讲，就是我们就得着了一部分的产业了。
And so from a spiritual reality point of view, that it means that we have received a portion of our inheritance already.
因为我们开始跟他的性情呢有份。
Because we start to have a part with his character, his nature.
然后你看见圣经上每次神显现的时候就有荣耀，对不对？
And then in the Bible, you can see that every time that when God appears, there is glory associated with that.
所以你看见神显现的时候有荣耀。
And so from this, you can see that when God appears,There is also glory.
从我们的身上，他的性情从我们身上可以流露一点的时候呢，也就是我们跟他同得荣耀的时候。
And also when his nature, his glory can flow through us, and that's also a time when we are together with him.
这也就是我们得到产业，得到荣耀，慢慢一步一步在他里面长大的情况。
And this is also a time when we receive our inheritance from him, and when we share in his glory.
还有一个原则。
And also another principle is,
因为你看见这个以撒啊，应许之子，等了差不多二十四五年才来。
This Isaac, this promised son, only came after 25 years of waiting.
就是说，神自己的话、自己的应许、自己的约，他都要自己来成就。
And from this we can see that God's own word, His promise.His covenant, he will fulfill himself.
这个原则就是说告诉我们人不能做的在神凡事都能。
And this also tells us that when people can't, anything that people can't do, God can. And he has the ability.
而且还有告诉我们他只接受他自己手的作为。
And also this tells us that he will only accept the work that his own hand has done.
他不接受一切出于人意血气的作为。
And he will not accept things that are done out of people's flesh.
这个是常常我们的问题。
And that is the very point of often what we encounter, the problems that we have encountered.
我们等不及了，我们用我们的热心血气 替神好像做很多。
Oftentimes we become impatient and we want to do things for the Lord.
但是你会看见有一天这个都不算了。
But you'll discover that one day those none of these counts.
你会慢慢发现他是主。
And so you'll discover that He is the Lord.
他是在前面带领我们走的牧人。
And He is the shepherd that's leading us in front.
我们不能凭自己的意思、自己的力气跑在他的前面。
And we cannot race ahead of Him according to our own will.
你会发现我们一切的生活、一切的计划、一切的侍奉，我们一定要跟随他的。
And you'll discover that our daily lives, or our plans, our services must follow Him.
你会看见为什么用羊跟牧人的关系来讲我们跟主的关系呢
？So and you'll discover why is it that we use the relationship between the lamb and the shepherd to talk to illustrate this？
因为羊没有一只羊是被催逼着赶着走的。
And you'll discover because you've discovered that not a single lamb is being forced to walk。
没有一只羊是被 driven 的。
They're not driven。
不可以走在他的前面。
And you cannot walk in front of them.
羊永远是跟着牧人身后走。
And then the lamb always walked behind the shepherd.
因为你越在神面前生长，你就会越发现，只有本于他、依靠他、归于他的才算数。
And the more you try to walk in front, to live in front of him, you'll discover that only those things that were from him, through him, and to him, then those things count.
你慢慢会发现，你自己手做的就好像以实玛利一样。
And then you'll discover that things that come out of your own hands will become like it will become like Ishmael.
不算。
It doesn't count.
而且我自己从这个羊群的角中里面，我学到一个很宝贵的功课。
Also, I myself have learned this very precious lesson from looking at the sheep, at the lambs.
Flock.
The flock. In studying the footsteps of the lamb.
就是我们的心态一定要很敞开。
And that is, our hearts must be open.
我们自己不要先有一个什么定义。
And we must not come with any kind of predefinitions.
有一个 decision 已经made了。
Or come with a decision already made.
我们的心在神的面前一定要敞开，我们才能看得见神的带领。
And so our hearts must be open before Him, and only then can we see His guidance.
我们如果自己先定规好我要做这个或者做那个的时候，那我们就看不见神的带领。
For if we already made the decision beforehand, then we cannot see His guidance.
所以我们只有跟牧人才能够走这条属天的道路。
And so only can, when we follow the shepherd will we be able to walk this heavenly way.
所以这个割礼就是背十字架跟随主的这个唯一的道路就非常的重要。
And so circumcision, this is the purpose of the cross, is very important.
那个就是叫我们把我们自己的意思放下来。
And because that calls us to put our own will aside.
准备把我们的心准备好。
And prepare our hearts.
然后我们才能够听见他的带领，看见他的作为。
And only then can we hear his guidance and see his example.
你一有一个先见，一个存心的时候，你就看不见了。
And if you already have your own decision, if you already made up your mind, you will not be able to see this.
所以这个也是很重要的一个功课。
So this is also a very important lesson.
那么我们下面去看第五段话。
So let's look at the fifth passage.
千里跟我两个人念好了，因为我们是念达尔比的那个 version.
And so we'll read it here because we're reading the Darby version.
那么是十七章的十九到二十一节。
And so this is chapter 17, verse 19 to 21.
中文的还好一点。不然你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。至于以实玛利，我也应允你，我必赐福给他，使他昌盛，极其繁多。他必生十二个族长，我也要使他成为大国。到明年这时节，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约。
Chapter 17, verse 19 to 21. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall indeed bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant for his seed after him. And for Ishmael I have heard thee. Behold, I will bless him, and will make him fruitful, and will very greatly multiply him. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bear to thee at this point of time in the next year.
所以神不但说这个撒拉会在明年所定规好的时间为他生儿子以撒。
And so God not only did he promise Abraham that Sarah will begot him a son this time next year,
而且讲亚伯拉罕, 跟神立的这个永远的约是单单归以撒和他的后裔。
And he also mentioned that the promise that he made with Abraham only pertains to Isaac.
That's the 永远的约就是 everlasting covenant.
And so this everlasting covenant is only pertaining to Isaac.
那么至于这个以实玛利呢，因为他是亚伯拉罕的儿子，神也会赐福的。
Regarding to Ishmael, because he's also son of Abraham, so God will also bless him.
他会让他昌盛，而且极其繁多。And
so he will make him fruitful and be greatly multiply.
也会生十二个孩子，但是叫做十二个，中文是翻族长。
And so he will have 12 sons, and so kings, so that he here it says princes.
Yeah. But yet,
unfortunately, they will not be ruling with God.
虽然这个孩子会成为一个大国，不能享受神和亚伯拉罕立的这个永约。
And even though this son will also father a great nation, but he will not participate in the everlasting covenant that God had made with Abraham.
因为你就看见凡出于血气的没有办法进入来世，绝对不能承受这个永远的产业。
And before that, you discover that things that come out of the flesh will never be part of the age to come.
那么我们感谢主，在这里你看见亚伯拉罕和撒拉两个人都慢慢得胜了。
And praise the Lord that you can see that slowly both Abraham and Sarah all have become victorious.
他们就开始走上一个成熟儿子的阶段。
And they started to walk, go into a stage of a mature son.
但是可惜在圣经上我们还看见别的不同的例子。
And yet sadly, in the Bible we see other examples.
不是夫妇都会成功的。
Not every husband and wife team group will be successful.
我们知道雅各和拉结。
And we know the example of Jacob and Rachel.
雅各是得胜了。
Jacob was victorious.
但是拉结失败了，他不能葬在亚伯拉罕祖孙三代的坟墓。
And she Rachel lost, and so she did not get to be buried in the temple in the tombs of Abraham. Abraham's
descendant. Another
example is Nabal and Abigail.
Nabal
and Abigail.
你就知道我们看见这个拿巴就大大的失败，被耶和华击打死亡。And
from this you can see that Nabal greatly failed, and he was struck down by God.
但是亚比该得胜了。Abigail
was victorious.
然后看见还有一个例子，就是亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉。And
another example, Ananias and Sapphira.
Sapphira. 这两个人都失败了。And
both of them failed.
先后被神当场击杀。And
one after the other, they were struck down by God.
所以你看见夫妻，个人按个人所行的遭报。And
so each man must be receive his own reward.
因为在圣经上讲，夫妻俩只是一体 ，one flesh 或者 one body。
And according to the Bible, it says that a husband and wife, they are one flesh.
不是一个魂。
But they're not one soul.
那么圣经是常常用这个魂、这个soul这个字代表人。
And in the Bible, oftentimes it uses the word soul to represent people.
那个哥林多前书6章16节是这么说，二人成为一体。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, it says, the two will shall become one.
Yeah, 从来没有说过两个人要成为一个人。
And it never mentioned two persons will become one person. Yeah. Two people will become one person.
你如果看马太19章5节,
And if you look at Matthew chapter 19, verse 5,
那个中文的翻译是夫妻不再是两个人乃是一体。
And then the Bible says the Chinese translation says husband and wife shall no longer become two person, but one body.
但是你知道，原文里面是没有这个人这个字的。
However, in the original text, there is no person here.
应该是翻成夫妻不再是两个，而是一体的了。
The proper translation should have been that husband and wife are no longer two, but rather one body.
而且是在马太二十二章三十节说，复活的时候，人也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。
And also Matthew chapter 22 verse 30 is after the resurrected man shall no longer marry or be married, and they will be like angels.
所以夫妻虽然是一体，却是两个人。
So even though husband and wife is one.But one body, they have two souls.
所以他们不是一个人。
So they're not one person.
Okay. 那么夫妻的关系只是在今世为了繁殖，为了学习功课，为了学习合一的过程而已。
So the relationship between husband and wife is for procreation in this world, and also for the purpose of learning the lesson of two becoming one. For learning the lesson of union.
Oneness. 就像犹太人跟外邦人也同样是一个过程。
And just as the Israelites and the Gentiles, they also went through a process.
所以你看见从这个来世来讲的话。
And so from the perspective of the age to come,
在基督里既无犹太人，无外邦人，也无男无女。
And in Christ,There is no Israelites or Gentiles or man or woman.
都成为一了。
They all become one.
你如果去看是加拉太书三章二十七二十八节。
And so this is recorded in Galatians chapter 3 verse 27-28.
因为每一个人都是亚伯拉罕的后裔，都是神的儿子，都是基督的身体，每个基督徒。
So everyone is descendant of Abraham, and they're all children of God. And that's the true body of Christ. Yeah.
所以在渐入成熟的亚伯拉罕，他在讲话，神跟他讲这话的当天，他就遵守神的命令，把家里所有的男子，无论是家里生的或者银子买的，通通受了割礼。
As Abraham had this exchange with God, on that same day, he obeyed God's commandment, and so he circumcised all the men in his house.
他那天就带领他全范围里的人走在这一条合神心意的道路上。
And from that day on, he led his whole entire, all the people in his circle, to walk this path that's acceptable in God's sight.
我想感谢主，这一次这个头做对了。
And praise the Lord that for this head, he had made the right decision this time.
这前面就是我们讲这个第五次神和亚伯拉罕显现的内容。
And so this is the fifth the content of the fifth paragraph.
下面十八章就开始第六次的显现。
And then in chapter 18, this is the sixth appearance God to Abraham.
这个呢，亚伯拉罕全有一天，这个亚伯拉罕全家的男子才受完割礼不久，很热的时候。
And so this happens when, soon after the whole entire family went, the male of the family went through the circumcision, it was a very hot day.
他就坐在这个帐篷的门口。
And so he was sitting by the door to the tent.
他就看见有三个人在对面站。
And he saw that there were three men standing there.
他马上就跑过去，以当时一般的待客之道招待他们。
So he ran over there and treated them according to the local custom of how they treated guests.
我想那个 Kevin 告诉我们，他们今天还是这么很对客人很热情。
And according to what Kevin told me is that to even today, people there are very still.Hospitable to strangers.
那这三位客人吃完以后，就问亚伯拉一句话：“你妻子撒拉在哪里？”
And so after these three men finished eating, they asked him one thing: "Where is your wife Sarah?"
他就对亚伯拉罕就说：“在帐篷里。”
And then so Abraham responded. He said, "She's back in the tent."
那里面就这三人里面就有一位。就第二次再讲神上次就是第五次向他显现的时候最后所做的应许。
And so one of these guests of the three again repeated what God had promised him last time during in the fifth appearance.
上一次是在十七章二十一节。
So the last time it was mentioned in chapter 17 verse 21.
他是说到明年这时节，撒拉必给你生以撒，我要与他坚定所立的约。
that the next year, this time, I will return by your side, and your wife Sarah will have son.
那这一次第六次，这一位又说到明年这时候，我必回到你这里，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。
Well, actually, so this person out of the three, what he said was that next year, this time, I will return to you, and your wife will Sarah will have a son.
所以你看见第五次显现的最后的话跟第六次显现的话是差不多的。
And so from this, you can see that when God appeared to Abraham the fifth time, what he told him at the end, and what this person said in the sixth paragraph, sixth time, is the same. It's pretty much the same.
Yeah. 这样子，我们因为他都是到明年第五次讲话，也是说明年这个时候一个预定的时候，这个很重要，定规好的日子。那这次第六次第一开始也是跟他讲明年到了定规好的时候。
And both times it talk about next year in the time that's promised.
所以你晓得是第五次第六次非常靠近。
And so you discover that means that the fifth and the sixth appearance of God to Abraham is very close.
而且把这个这两次紧紧地连在一起。
And also it ties these two princes together.
那我不太清楚这个亚伯拉罕看到这三个人是不是马上能够认出有一个是耶和华。
So I'm not sure whether Abraham was able to immediately tell that out of the three that were standing there, one of them is God.
但是我想他可能在这个对话的过程里面，他就慢慢觉悟出来中间有一位是神。
But I believe that during this exchange, he must eventually realize that one of the three is God.
可能是在这个客人问他妻子撒拉的时候。
Maybe it's from when the guest asked him about his wife Sarah.
因为这个撒拉是前不久才改的名字。
For Sarah only changed her name not long ago.
因为都是讲明年那个时间，所以这个时间非常的靠近。
And all of them are talking about this time next year, so it shouldn't have been that long.
那也可能是在这个客人重申神上一次结束的话。
Or it might have been from the fact that this guest is repeating what God has said last time.
反正我想他大概终于认出，因为你如果看圣经的话，慢慢就讲到说耶和华说，他慢慢就认出跟他讲话的是神自己。
But regardless, eventually he must have realized because in the Bible it starts to slowly change to start referring to him using the term God.
但是这里很有意思的就是说，以前就是说神显现或者神说话。
So very interestingly, before it says God appears or God spoke to him.
但是这里呢是第一次特别记载神以人形向他显现。
Here this is the very first time where it's recorded God appeared in the image of a man.
那就是谁啊？
And that's
那就是神子耶稣。
And that's the Son of God.
在他道成肉身以前的显现。
So this is the Jesus Christ that's before the Word became flesh.
这一次神的儿子耶稣穿上肉体向他显现，向他宣告他儿子的来临。
And so this is time when Son of God, Jesus, put on the image of a man to proclaim to him his coming.
好，这个儿子这件事情就慢慢开始了。
And so this is the beginning of the son.
在客人这个身后面，这个帐篷门口的撒拉听到这个话，他心里面也笑了。
And during their exchange, Sarah's behind in the tent and heard what's going on the exchange.
我们可能想，可能是上次因为是神跟亚伯拉罕讲，可能亚伯拉罕没有告诉他上次的话。
And so she was laughing to herself. So from this we can guess maybe perhaps Abraham did not tell Sarah about what God told him last time.
但是我想可能会说。
I think that maybe perhaps he would have told him.
但是他虽然知道的话，却没有办法相信他自己已经过了生育的年龄，还要生孩子。
But even if he would have told her, I'm sure Sarah would not have believed this may be possible since she already passed the childbearing age.
所以他自己的心里是没有办法相信的。
So in her heart, there's no way she could accept this.
但是你看见神就向亚伯拉罕指出撒拉暗笑的事实。
But yet God had pointed out the reality that to Abraham that Sarah was laughing to herself about all of this.
而且他第三次又宣告，到某个特定的时候，我会回来。
And then also he proclaimed the third time, for the third time, that at the appointed time he will return.
然后马上接下去又讲， 第四次再宣告，就在明年这时候，撒拉必定生子。
And immediately follow this, he proclaimed a fourth time. He says that at this time next year, Sarah will have son.
所以我想他大概才害怕的觉悟到，神看见他这个不幸的心和他的这个笑。
And so it's only then Sarah must realize God knows that she's her unbelieving heart.
所以我们又看见，就是神常常做事是要等到我们以为不可能的时候才做。
And so from this again, we can see that God oftentimes wait until the time of when we feel like it's impossible.
因为亚伯拉罕的反应也是不可能。
Because Abraham had the same reaction. He also felt that it's impossible.
撒拉也是。
And same with Sarah.
那么很有意思的是，接下去的就是神下到索多玛和俄摩拉查看他们，而且毁灭这两个城的事情。
And then interestingly, next we talk about how God is looking at the city of Sodom and Gomorrah and destroying the whole entire city.
你就看见神把这两件事情连在一起，就是说三人就十八章的十六节说三人就从那里起行。
And the way that the Bible ties these things together is that in chapter 18, verse 16, it says that the three then started from there, rose up.
所以我们就看出这个毁灭的审判和儿子将来临的宣告，这两件事是连在一起。
So from this we can see that the destruction, the judgment of and the destruction, and the matter regarding the son, the proclamation of the son is tied together.
这个时候呢，好像我们看起来这个刚刚进到成熟时期的亚伯拉罕就被神以朋友相待。
And so at this point it seems like Abraham who just entered into the mature stage is being treated as a friend through God.
万有的主宰竟然跟他说，我所要做的事岂可瞒着亚伯拉罕。
And the God of all creation says that all the things about to do I will not.
18:17.
The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do?
我们一个被造的人居然被神高举到这样的一个地步，好像不可思议。
It's kind of almost unbelievable that people who, like us, who are created, has been raised to such a high level.
但是其中有一个原因，就是因为罗德这一家。
But there is a reason, and that is because of because of Lot's family.
这是 one of the reasons.
And that's one of the reasons.
神就对亚伯拉罕的心意是要让他全范围里的人，包括他的侄子罗德。
Before it is God's will to have everyone in Abraham's circle, including his nephew Lot,
都要遵守神的道，秉公行义，使他全范围里的人都因为亚伯拉罕来得福。
He wants all of them to obey God's ways and be righteous, and so that all of his people within his circle will be blessed, a whole sphere will be blessed because of Abraham. And you'll discover that this is how God has always worked.
亚伯兰75岁的时候，神说这个地上万族因你得福，我也要把这个地赐给你后裔以后呢，他就一直在等这个儿子。
And so, since God, while Abraham was 75, told him that all the nation will be blessed because of you, and I will give this land to your seed. And from ever since that point on, he's been waiting for that son.
到了85岁的时候呢，撒来跟他两个人就想办法，在86岁就得了一个儿子，但是这个儿子是神不算数的一个儿子。
And when he was 85,He and Sarah then thought of a way to have a son, but yet the son was not counted in God's eye.
我后来想一个很好的翻译，就是 counterfeit.
One could say that they came up with a counterfeit son.
然后他们又等了十三年。
And then after that, they waited for another 13 years.
那么神终于说这个撒拉会跟他生儿子，而且这个明年会出生的儿子才是这个应许的子，才算数。
And God finally told him that he and Sarah will have a son. And then also this time next year, the son will be born, and that son will be the one that's been promised. That's been promised.
那么我们如果回头看一下，从第四次神跟亚伯拉罕开始显现，这个儿子这个字开始出现。
So if we look back from the fourth time when God met with Abraham and when the word son was appeared.
这个son这个字有五次。
The use of the son, there were five times when the son, the word son was used.
那么第五次显现跟他讲话，这个son也是出现了五次。
And on the fifth time when the word son was used, it also appeared, it was used five times.
这一次第六次显现，一开始又是提到两次。
And then in the sixth time when God appeared, the word son was used twice, two times.
所以你看见这前后三次的显现，这个儿子这个字用了十二次。
And so, come on, all these times, the word son was mentioned a total of 12 times.
所以我们可以看见这个地上的儿子所代表一个属灵的意义，就是得到儿子的名分，这件事是非常的重要。
And so from this you can see that to receive the sonship is very, very important.
这个就是我们也可以说亚伯拉罕神借的这个故事，他一直在等儿子二十四五年，但是其实他是在等得到这个儿子的名分。
And so you can, from this story, you can see that it seems Abraham has been waiting for the son for about 24, 25 years, but what he's really waiting for is the sonship.
所以从这个时候来讲，我们如果从属灵的方面来看的话，
So if we look at this from a spiritual perspective,
亚伯拉罕生长到父老的阶段，
Abraham grew until the age of becoming a father.
新造的生命逐渐强过旧造的生命。
The life of the new creation starting to become greater than the old creation.
而且他也进入这个 sonship 儿子名分的阶段。
And also this is a time when he's about to enter into the sonship.
如果我们看希伯来四章十四节。
And in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
这个就讲到这个儿子到底是什么意思。
And it explains what's the meaning behind the son.
希伯来四章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
然后五章五节也是这么说。
And then chapter 5 verse 5 is the same way.
如此基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。
So also Christ did not glorify himself so as to become a high priest, but he who said to him, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
然后七章二十八。
And then in chapter 7 verse
28.律法本是立软弱的人为大祭司，但在律法以后启示的话是立儿子为大祭司，乃是成全到永远的。
For the law appoints men as high priests who are weak, but the word of the oath which came after the law appoints a son made perfect forever.
所以你看见当神说我今日生你是我的儿子的时候，那个儿子跟这个大祭司就紧紧地连在一起了。
And so when God proclaimed, you are my begotten son, I have begotten you, you as the son, and that's when son and the high priest have been united, tied together.
他开始是大祭司了。
And at that point, he started to become the high priest.
神告诉亚伯拉罕他要做的事并不是光光让他知道有这么一件事情要发生。
And God told Abraham that he wanted him not only to know that this is about to happen,
但是他是给他一个机会要学习做大祭司。
That he's giving him an opportunity to learn how to become the high priest.
做大祭司就是做他全范围里面人的遮盖和保护。
And the meaning of becoming the high priest is to become the cover for all those people who are in his sphere.
要为他们祷告代求。
And to pray for him on their behalf.
这个代求有个很特别的字，就是 intercede.
And also to intercede for them.
这个你如果看希伯来七章十五，就是神，就是我们这个今天神儿子大祭司主耶稣每天在天上的工作。
And this according to verse 15 in chapter 7 is
25.
Verse 25 in chapter 7. This is the work that our Lord has been doing each day for us.
这个是神的儿子大祭司天天的工作。
And so this is the responsibility of the Son of God, the High Priest, what he's doing each and every day.
主耶稣在天上长远活着，天天为我们祈求。
And Lord Jesus is ever lives forever in high heavens and praying for us each and every day.
所以接下去呢，这个慢慢成熟的亚伯拉罕，他进入这个阶段，进入这个儿子大祭司的阶段。
And so as Abraham started to mature, he entered into this high priest position and he's praying for the people and he's doing the work of covering and interceding for others.
这个时候他已经慢慢有这个神的性情跟心肠了。
And at this point he slowly started to develop the likeness and nature of God.
在以西结书里面，神断不喜悦恶人死亡，唯喜悦恶人转离所行的道而活。
In Ezekiel, it says that God, in Ezekiel says that chapter 33 verse 11. So God says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turns away his way and turns from his way and live. And that is God's nature.
所以就这个亚伯兰就在这个亚伯拉罕就在这个两位天使向所多玛走去的时候，他人就站在耶和华的面前。
And so, as the two angels were walking towards Sodom, Abraham stood there.
他就为这两个城祈求，知道神是全地公义的主，审判的主宰。
And he's praying for these two cities, knowing very well that God is the righteous judge.
他就从50个义人求起。And
so he started to pray, starting from asking for just having 50 righteous persons.
一直降降降降到。 如果有10个义人，也不会毁灭这个城的地步。
He prayed and prayed and kept on lowering his number until he prayed that even if there can be 10 righteous persons can be found in those cities, he prayed God will not destroy them. That's just the city.
所以我们想，可能罗德的家人的数目可能是有没有到10个人不知道。So
we do not know whether the entire household of Lot. Can be added up to 10 people.
但是到了祷告到这个时候的时候，亚伯拉罕就发现耶和华的话已经说完了，而且开始走了。那他也不讲话了，他就回家了。And
but at that point, Abraham realized that the word of God had already left, and so he did not pray anymore, and went his own way.
所以代求的能力或者是果效和一般祷告一样的，就是心和用的字有关系。
And so the interceding the prayer, it's the same as a regular prayer. Just they use different words.
The important thing is our heart and the words that we say. This is very important.
So that's what we use for when we intercede for others.
祷告一般的祷告就是这些是很重要的。
And so the normal just prayers is these things are very important.
但是记得祷告的时候或者赞美的时候，绝对不要让我们的 mind 就让我们的头脑变成空白，因为那是
It's very important that we do not allow our minds to go blank during prayers
or worship time
or during worship time.
因为有的时候用很多重复的字啊，或者说一直在那里说，其实你是自我催眠。
So because we must be careful that we not use repetitive words because then you're actually hypnotizing yourself.
你有的时候这样子，你虽然是讲的是像耶稣祷告，但是你到了那个状况是邪灵工作的状况，来的是邪灵，不是圣灵。
So otherwise, it may seem like you're praying to the Lord, but at that stage, in the state that you're in, you're actually allowing the spirit that will come will be that of the evil one.
因为我们知道圣灵的果子有一个面是自制, 就是 self-control, 自己管理自己。
So one facet of the Holy, the fruit of the Holy Spirit is self-control.
如果我们到了不能自己 control 的时候，那时候来的是绝对是邪灵，不是圣灵。
And if we get to a stage in which we no longer have self-control, what comes is can only be the evil spirit.
Yeah, yeah. 所以你就知道这个祷告是这么重要，但是代祷 interceding 是其实是祷告等于是最上面的最高的一个层次。
And so that's how important is prayers. But then when you're interceding for others, that's the most high level of prayer.
这个因素。最重要的因素是我们自己灵命生长这个生命的阶段在哪里。
And the design factor of this most important design factor is of that is it depends on where our own spiritual life is at that stage.
我们灵命小的时候，在这个小子的阶段或者青少年人的阶段的时候，我们可以替别人祷告，但是你会看见有的时候有功效，有的时候没有。
And when our spiritual life is still young.You'll discover that when we pray for others, sometimes it might work, sometimes it might not.
但是当我们属灵的生命得到这个儿子名分，进到这个阶段的时候
，However, when our spiritual life receives sonship, and when we enter into this stage,
那你就看见对自己范围里面这个遮盖、保护和代求的祷告，在神面前就非常的有能力。
So during this stage, when you're praying for those in your sphere.Praying for them to cover them, then you'll discover that your prayers, that there's much power in that prayer. When you're interceding for others.
因为那个时候我们不但知道我们要如何祷告，也知道要因什么时候祷告，或者什么时候该停止，这些我们都知道了。
Because at that point, in that stage, we know how to pray, but also we know when to pray and when to stop.
因为我们在这个阶段里面慢慢就是经常的住在耶稣里面，我们就有耶稣的心为心。
And because at that stage, we constantly live in Christ, and so we have his heart as our heart.
因为我们在不知不觉里面就已经越来越跟他合而为一了。
And slowly, and not even realizing it, we're slowly becoming one with him.
所以这个时候的 interceding 祷告就非常的有能力。
And so that's why the interceding prayers at this stage is very powerful. Because it's all coming from the will of God. And this is stage that God wants every single one of us to be able to enter.
就是得到耶稣成长的生命。
And that is to receive the full stature of Christ.
而且你会发现这是一个非常大的福气。
And you'll discover that this is a great blessing.
因为他不但是把我们个人一个人带到他永远的荣耀里面去。
Before, not only you'll discover that he is bringing us into his own eternal glory.
我们一切所有关心的人也都因此被他带到他的祝福。
And all the, but also all the people that we care about together are also being brought into that blessing.
我想我们活到一个年纪，我们就会发现我们很有限，我们对自己，我们对自己的孩子都没有办法。
And I think we live long enough, you'll realize we're very limited. We can't even control our kids.
那更不要说在我们范围里面其他有关的人事物，这是没有办法的。
And much less having control or influence over people in our spheres.
但是你会看见，如果我们跟他走到这个儿子名分的阶段的时候
，But you'll discover that if we continue to follow him, walk to the stage of sonship.
他就负起全部的责任，把所有在我们范围里的人事物带到他们最丰满的地步。
You'll discover that he will take on the full responsibility and take all the people within our sphere and into their fullest blessing.
因为你会看见打仗的打头的是我们的神，不是我们自己。
And you'll discover that the one who is doing the battle, who's fighting the battle, is our God, not us.
他要负全部的责任，把全部我们范围里的人都救出来。
And he will take the full responsibility and save everyone. Of those who are within our spheres.
这个实在是我那天思想到这里的时候，我没有办法，不流泪。
And that the other day when I realized this point, I cannot help but weep.
这实在是他宽广的大爱。
And this is why vast love.
我们真的是只能伏在地上流泪感谢。
And we can only do but bow down and.
我们昨天在 Salt 也提到这一些，提到一点点。
And yesterday during SALT meeting, we mentioned this as well.
就是万事万物都在等候神的儿子显现出来。
That is, everything is waiting for the Son of God to appear again.
带进荣耀，这么全部都旧造就被救出来。
And enter into glory so that all the old creation can be, will be brought out.
你会看见他不但，神不但在凡事上显出他对我们的恩宠。
And you'll discover that not only does God show His love for us on everything,
他也很体恤我们心里面挂念的。
He also understands what is it that we care about in our hearts.
他成就我们所关心的一切。
And He will help us to complete the things that we care most about in our hearts.
中国人讲爱屋及乌啊。
And so that we, He will love the things that we love.
这真的是一个很大的一个事。
So he is such a great ambassador.
所以我希望我们每一个人真的是每一天每一件事情临到的时候，我们都带着十字架割礼的记号。
And so I pray that each and every day we bring forth every single thing that we encounter in our day lives and bring it with the mark of the cross of circumcision.
因为没有割礼的话，就跟这个约没有份。
For without the circumcision, we have no part in the covenant.
没有不背我们的十字架，我们就跟这个福分没有了。
And if we do not carry our own cross, we have no part with this blessing.
我们要天天事事放下自己。
And in everything, we need to put ourselves aside.
我们快快的跟随主生长，一直到这个得了儿子名分的这个阶段。
And to follow Him quickly, and until all the way until we receive entering the stage of sonship.
那么我们就不但在今世就可以享受，而且操练运用来世的，圣经上说是来世的全能。
So then in that way, then not only will we be able to enjoy the inheritance in this life, but also be able to exercise the inheritance.
Yeah, the power of that age to come. 然后我们全范围里的人也可以得救恩，也得到许多的帮助。
And not only that, but then also all the people in our, within our sphere can will receive the salvation and also the help.
其实最高兴的就是神自己。
And then the person who's happiest is God Himself.
因为这就是他在我们身上的工作。
For that is the work that He wants to do.
我们现在可以唱这个 Spiritual Life.
Let's sing the song Spiritual Life.
这个讲得很仔细了。
So this song, very describe this in detail.
我们整个的生命
So her entire life.
你的结局，你的人走到最后的那个最后的后结局。
How it ends when we walk to the end.
都是在我们愿不愿意背十字架。
It all depends on whether we're willing to take the cross.
愿不愿意把自己放下。
And whether we're willing to put ourselves aside.
跟着主，让他把我们带进儿子名分的阶段。
And to follow him, and allow him to bring us into the sonship.
这样我们全 sphere 的人都能够得福。
And that way, all those who are within our sphere can be blessed.
我们一面唱的时候，一面到主的面前向他祷告。
And as we sing this song, let's come before him and pray.